And now that that's coming.
Yeah.
Welcome to all I didn't say welcome to already. Okay. Andrew, you okay if we start? As far as clerking goes, good. So noting that the time is 6:01, I'll call this meeting to order. Welcome, fellow commissioners. Good to see you again, and members of the public who might be joining us for the special meeting of County of San Diego's Independent Redistricting Commission. Before I forget, sorry. We're good. Okay. Before I forget, let me please offer best wishes for a safe and enjoyable Memorial Day, along with thanks to all the service members who've made and are willing to make the ultimate sacrifice for our country. Thanks especially to those commissioners and their families who've had members in the service or friends in the service. As always, it's appreciated. Let me now turn to our clerk, Andrew Potter, clerk of the board, for information about today's meeting. Andrew.
Thank you, Chair Boehm. At this time, I will invite any members of the public who wish to provide oral testimony during today's meeting to please review the instructions posted on the redistricting website at www.drawyourcommunity.com. We ask that individuals who wish to speak submit an online request to speak form in advance for planning purposes. All requests to speak from the public made at today's meeting will be honored, regardless of whether you have submitted an advance request. Agendas, minutes, and supporting materials for the Commission's meetings are posted on the redistricting website, including instructions to request translation. Any correspondence received since the last meeting has been provided to commissioners and is posted on the IRC website with today's meeting materials. And we'll note that we did not receive any e-comments for today's meeting.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Before we proceed further, I want to note that we'll have a technical but required change to the agenda. And this is on me. I apologize for it. As you know, we need a new teleconference resolution approved before we can conduct any other business at this meeting. That business would include the approval of the March 28th minutes, but at present on the agenda, that comes before the teleconference resolution. So I'll propose that we reorder the agenda on the chair's authority so that the teleconference resolution, currently item 4, is taken up as item 3. The new item 4 would then be approval of the March 28th minutes, and then we would proceed with the agenda as it's currently laid out. Is there any objection to that, commissioners? Thanks very much. So right now though, we'll turn to item 2, the roll call, and then item 3 will be the teleconference resolution. Andrew, would you please call the roll?
Thank you. Before I call the roll, I would like to note for the record that commissioners are participating via teleconference. As such, all votes will be handled by a roll call vote. I'll ask the commissioners to please unmute your microphone and say here or present when called upon. Chair Boehm.
Here.
Co-Vice Chair Katarina.
Here.
Co-Vice Chair Garcia.
Here.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Chen.
Here.
Commissioner Diaz.
Here.
Commissioner Dostal.
Here.
Commissioner Hansen. Commissioner Inman.
Here.
Commissioner Krugliak.
Here.
Commissioner Larson. Commissioner Pons.
Here.
Commissioner Russ.
Here.
Commissioner Serban. And Chair Boehm, with that, we have 11 commissioners present.
Very good. So the next item on the agenda, as just revised, is item 3, discussion and possible approval of a resolution authorizing continuance of teleconference public meetings. This item follows the governor's approval of AB 361 in 2021, which allows for a simplified method for virtual participation by commissioners at IRC meetings. We're considering this item in anticipation of possible additional meetings as well in the coming months. We'll begin this item by hearing any public comment on this agenda item. Andrew, are there any requests from the public to speak on this item?
Thank you, Chair Boehm. We do not have any requests to speak on this item. However, I will note if there are any members of the public that would like to address the commission, please raise your virtual hand in Zoom and we'll be happy to recognize you. Not seeing any virtual hands raised, Chair Boehm, that concludes public comment on this item.
Thank you, Andrew. As this is an action item that requires a motion before any discussion, let me ask if there is a motion for approval of the, and I quote, resolution of the County of San Diego Independent Redistricting Commission authorizing hybrid and fully remote teleconference public meetings pursuant to Government Code Section 54953 as included with the agenda materials.
So moved.
Okay. Commissioner Russ moving, Commissioner Chen seconding to approve the resolution authorizing teleconference public meetings as included with the agenda materials. Any discussion? Seeing none, Andrew, would you please call the roll for a vote?
Thank you. And as we've done in the past, the vote roll call will be handled in random order. Commissioner Inman.
Aye.
Commissioner Serban, absent. Vice Chair Diaz.
Aye. Oh, aye.
Commissioner Dostal.
Aye.
Chair Baim.
Aye.
Commissioner Katarina.
Aye.
Commissioner Larson? Commissioner Russ?
Aye.
Commissioner Brown?
Aye.
Commissioner Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Pons?
Aye.
Commissioner Chen?
Aye.
Commissioner Krugliak?
Aye.
And Commissioner Hansen is absent. And I apologize, I realize I have an old roll call sheet that has the vice chairs incorrect. So with that, motion passes unanimously with all commissioners who are present voting aye.
Very good, thank you, Andrew, and thank you, commissioners. The next item on the agenda as just revised is item 4, approval of the minutes from the IRC special meeting on March 28th, 2022. We'll begin this item by hearing any public comment on the minutes. Andrew, are there any requests from the public to speak on this item?
There are no requests to speak on this item. However, if any individuals would like to address the commission on this item, please raise a virtual hand. I'd be happy to recognize you. Not seeing any hands raised. That concludes public testimony on this item.
Thank you, Andrew. As this is an action item that requires a motion before any discussion, let me ask if there's a motion for approval of the minutes from the March 28th, 2022 special meeting as included with the agenda materials.
So moved. Garcia.
Oh, Vice Chair Garcia. Second. Commissioner Brown was raising her hand, so we'll take it. Great. Any discussion, clarifications, or corrections?
Just one minor, if I may.
Please.
On page 3, it's a very minor correction. Item 9, on motion of, under action, the word approved and approve appear twice. That's the only thing I saw. Everything else looked okay.
I assume we're going with approved past tense there. Good, thank you for that. We'll accept that as a correction without objection. Any other comments, discussion? So Andrew, would you please call the roll for a vote to approve the minutes as just amended?
Thank you. Co-Vice Chair Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Hansen is absent. Commissioner Larson is absent. Commissioner Pons?
Aye.
Commissioner Inman?
Aye.
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Commissioner Brown?
Aye.
Commissioner Dostal?
Aye.
Commissioner Chen?
Aye.
Commissioner Serban is absent. Commissioner Russ?
Aye.
Chair Baim?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Katarina?
Aye.
And Commissioner Krugliak?
Aye.
And Chair Baim, that motion passes unanimously with all commissioners who are present voting aye.
Thank you, and thank you very much, commissioners. We now return to the agenda as it was originally disseminated with item 5, discussion and possible ratification of the amendment of the contract for legal services with, and Holly, you've got to get me to learn the pronunciation of this first partner correctly, Colantuono, Highsmith, and Watley to extend the term of the contract through December 31st, 2024. This item follows up on the commission's approval at our March 28th meeting to amend the not to exceed amount in this contract. Commissioners will remember discussing the possibility of amending the term of the contract, which led to this agenda item. For more on this item and the discussion we've already had, let me now turn to our counsel, Holly Watley, for additional information. Holly, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Commissioners may recall when the item came up to amend the not to exceed amount, commission was also interested in extending the term through December 31, 2024. So it was clear the not to exceed amount was to cover more than just 1 year. It was to cover that entire period. Because of the agenda description, out of an abundance of caution, we did not include extending the length at that time, which is why it's coming back to you, so that the agenda item includes extending the time. Just so you know that when we went through the county and they processed the prior amendment, the county went ahead and included the amendment through to December 31, 2024, subject to your ratification, of course. It was just easier for them to do one set of papers, but it is conditional on you ratifying it. And that's what's before you now, is just to ratify extending the term through December 31, 2024.
Thanks very much, Holly, for that explanation. Commissioners, with your permission, I'd like to defer any clarifying questions until we have the motion before us and move on to public comment, unless there's some urgent question. Seeing none. Andrew, are there any requests from the public to speak on this agenda item?
Thank you, Chair Boehm. We do not have any advance requests to speak on this item. However, if there are any members of the public that would like to address the commission, please raise your virtual hand and we'll be happy to recognize you. Not seeing any virtual hands raised, that concludes public comment on this item.
Thank you, Andrew. As this is an action item that requires a motion, before any discussion, let me ask if there's a motion to ratify the amendment of contract for legal services with Colantuono, Highsmith and Whatley to extend the term through December 31st, 2024 as presented.
So moved.
Commissioner Inman, thank you. Second?
Second.
Commissioner Dostal, appreciate it. Any clarifying questions or discussion from commissioners? Seeing none. Go ahead, please.
Just a quick one, and it's not nothing important, but Holly, I just wanted to ask how we're doing on the budgeting. Are we likely to have to allocate more money, or is it too soon to tell?
It is too soon to tell.
Thank you for that. I thought I saw one other, but maybe it was withdrawn. Any other comments or questions? With that then, Andrew, would you please call the roll for a vote?
Thank you. Commissioner Krugliak. Commissioner Krugliak?
Aye.
Thank you. Aye. Commissioner Pons?
Aye.
Commissioner Chen?
Aye.
Commissioner Russ?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Garcia?
Aye.
Commissioner Inman?
Aye.
Commissioner Dostal?
Aye.
Commissioner Diaz?
Aye.
Co-Vice Chair Katarina?
Aye.
Chair Boehm?
Aye.
Commissioner Brown?
Aye.
The motion passes unanimously with all commissioners who are present voting aye.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, commissioners. The next item on the agenda is item 6, an update on the budget for commission activities. I'd like to start the discussion here by thanking Andrew and all county staff who helped put together this rather comprehensive update. And in fact, I'll go ahead and turn to Andrew now for some additional information. Andrew, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. Staff prepared the budget update that was included with the agenda packet, and it reflects expenditures and invoices through April 13th, 2022. One thing that I would like to note that was identified in the report was to confirm that the county has taken the administrative steps necessary to ensure appropriate funding for the increase associated with the amendment to the contract for legal services. So therefore, with the next budget update, funding will be reflected to cover the cost for legal services. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that commissioners might have.
Thank you, Andrew. And before we turn to that, commissioners, if you don't mind, I'd like to stay with our usual process and check for public comment first, just to see if there's any requests from the public to speak on this item. Andrew.
Thank you, Chair Bay. And we do not have any advance requests. Again, if any members of the public would like to address the commission on this item, please raise your virtual hand in Zoom and we'll be happy to recognize you. Not seeing any virtual hands raised. Chair Bain, that concludes public comment on this item.
Thank you very much. With that, commissioners, and a reminder that this is an informational item with no commission action required tonight, as well as a reminder that some of the questions regarding council services might be more appropriately discussed during the closed session. And I think commissioners will recall from previous discussions which areas that might flow into. But with that, the floor is now open for questions and discussion. And with that, very good. Thank you. And again, Andrew, thanks. And please pass on thanks to the staff. We then move on to the next item on the agenda, item 7, which requires the commission to recess and convene in closed session to discuss existing litigation in the case of, and bear with me, Chaldean Coalition v. County of San Diego Independent Redistricting Commission, San Diego Superior Court, case number 37-2022-0008447-CU-WM-CTL. Commissioners have been emailed a link to the separate Zoom meeting for that closed session. Before we move to recess, I'll ask Andrew if there are any requests from the public to speak on this agenda item.
Thank you, Chair Bain. We do not have any advance requests to speak on this item. Again, if any members of the public would like to address the commission on this item, please raise your virtual hand in Zoom and we'll be happy to recognize you. Not seeing any virtual hands raised, that concludes public comment on this item.
Thank you very much, Andrew. And thanks as well to those members of the public for joining us today who are able to. For anyone leaving us now, we look forward to your continued engagement, including in future meetings. Details will remain available at our website, www.drawyourcommunity.com. I now ask that commissioners leave this meeting and join the separate Zoom meeting for closed session after just a few more remarks on process. The public meeting of the IRC will continue for any reportable actions out of the closed session. During this time, staff will put up a slide notifying the public that the commission is meeting in closed session. We'll take a 5-minute break before we start closed session. And I should note that the nature of the closed session may mean that commissioners do not need to come back after the closed session. There's no additional action items or any items, frankly, on the agenda other than reportable actions. So again, for those members of the public departing now, thank you. We look forward to seeing you at our next meeting, whenever that may be. And commissioners, we'll try to reconvene in 5 minutes. My computer says 6:18, so we will see you around 6:23 on the separate link. Thank you. This meeting is now in recess.
Commissioner Pons, just as a reminder, if you'd like to leave this Zoom and join the closed session Zoom. Commissioner Pons, you're muted.
I'm trying to get the information for the next session. I seem to have misplaced it, but I got Jack looking for me.
Okay, perfect. Let me know if you, would you like me to forward it to you?
Can you forward it to my Hotmail account? Do I need to go back in IRC?
Okay, I'll forward it to your Hotmail, no problem.
Got it. Thank you, my friend. I'm out. Yep.
And good evening for members of the public that are watching. The Redistricting Commission did not take any actions in closed session. That concludes the business before the Independent Redistricting Commission today. Thank you.